The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Very little is known about giant manta rays, the fish that grow up to 25 feet wide and glide through the ocean like giant underwater bats. Now, in the first study using satellite tracking of the creatures, scientists have teased out a few secrets, including that the beasts travel a lot. The new study tracked 6 manta rays, 4 females, 1 male, and a juvenile, for 2 months off Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The satellite tag data revealed that some of the rays traveled more than 1,100 kilometers during the study period. The rays spent most of their time traversing coastal areas plentiful in zooplankton and fish eggs. Like baleen whales and whale sharks, manta rays are filter feeders that swim through the water with mouths agape, collecting huge gulps of plankton-filled water. Then they use small finger-like structures called gill rakers in their mouths to filter out the teensy zooplankton. Manta rays are harmless to humans. They lack the stingers of their better-known stingray cousins. And manta rays have the highest brain-to-body ratio of sharks, rays, and skates. And they give birth to live young, usually 1 or 2 pups, every other year or so.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.